And welcome back to Fade or Follow Picks, a gambling segment brought to you by the On Further Review podcast. This is a segment where I only give you winners unless the other team gives 110%. So far we are 35, 35, and 3 through all the picks given out. And I'm an honest man, so I put small wager on each of the bets that I give out to you. I've been putting 10 bucks on every single pick I give out, and we are ahead $7.39. So mostly this is for fun, throwing out picks, games, or the lines or spreads that I like. But we're also ahead, even with that right down the middle 50% mark, as far as picks given out. So what I want to do for the bowl season here is to divide it into two segments. This segment, which will cover Tuesday through Thursday bowl games, there's 8 of them, and then do a different one or post on Twitter, maybe have you guys decide or pick, help figure out a line here or there for the Friday and Saturday, kind of more marquee games that we'll all be looking forward to as well. So without further ado, let's get into the games here for this week. Tuesday, we have the Cheez-It Bowl, which is Miami University versus Oklahoma State. The line is Oklahoma State favored by 2.5, over under at 58.5. Out of this whole line, I like the under 58.5. I think the strength of both of these teams is actually their defense. They can both score. They're both known for kind of, you know, prolific offense, but I think the strength is their defense. I'll take the under 58.5. Second game Tuesday, Valero Alamo Bowl, Texas versus Colorado. The line is Texas favored by 9, over and under 63.5. This is Texas Super Bowl, so I like them even giving up 9 points. They always come to play in these and kind of send off the team with a win or some form of a bowl victory, even though usually the Big 12 season doesn't seem to pan out quite for Texas, or hasn't for a while, but these bowl games matter a lot to them, and I like to see them win over Colorado. Wednesday, we have the Duke's Mayo Bowl. I can't help but wonder what the gift bags are that the student athletes, quote unquote, get for this game. Hopefully it's like a PS5 or something and not just a huge jar of mayo. Anyways, it's Wisconsin versus Wake Forest. Wisconsin's favored by 7. The over under is 51.5. For this game, I like the under as well, 51.5. Wake has a good offense. Wisconsin does not. They seem to stumble. Their defense is solid, though. So I don't think Wisconsin will score more than 30, and I doubt they allow more than 20 points. So I like under 51.5 in that one. Next up, the Goodyear Cotton Bowl. We have Florida versus Oklahoma. Florida's favored by 2.5 points. The over-under is 72. Oklahoma's defense has improved for sure this year than the train wreck that it's been the last few years. But Florida can match them on offense, and they do have a slightly better defense. I think there's a lot of respect given to Oklahoma, especially on the defensive side of the ball, and for good reason, as I mentioned. But that's what moved this line to 2.5. I actually think on paper, or if this game was played a month ago on a neutral field, Florida would have been favored by 10 to 13 points. I just think that that 2.5 is pretty tasty there. So Florida minus 2.5. Lockheed Martin Armed Forces Bowl is next. We got Mississippi State versus Tulsa. Tulsa's favored by 2.5, over under 48 points. The TU defense is good. Both teams can score, but I think they probably score in the high 20s, maybe low 30s. Kind of an interesting game. I'm looking forward to this one. I like the over in Tulsa and Mississippi State, over 48. Then moving on to Thursday, we've got the Offerpad Arizona Bowl featuring San Jose State versus Ball State. San Jose State is favored by 9 points. The over-under is 64. San Jose State is 7-0 versus better competition. Ball State 6-1. They beat Buffalo in the MAC championship game. But I like San Jose State to kind of finish off this dream season at 7-0 so far. I like them to win and cover minus 9. AutoZone Liberty Bowl. This one's exciting for me because Army gets to play a bowl game. Army plus 7, or the line is 7, versus West Virginia. The over-under is 41.5. Army gets to play a bowl. They're 9-2 this season and almost got left out because of COVID or teams not being able to play them. So I like that this game wound up happening. It's good for them, good for West Virginia to be able to play. I just think Army is going to be feisty. They play good defense. They're going to play ball control, and I like them to cover the 7. Maybe even pull off the upset on the money line, but give me Army plus 7. Then we have the Mercari Texas Bowl, which is Arkansas versus TCU. TCU is a 5-point favorite. The over-under is 57 points. Arkansas is 3-7. TCU is 6-4. TCU has 2 top 25 upsets over Texas and Oklahoma State when they were ranked, when they played them during the year. But Arkansas has played most teams not named Alabama, Florida, I think A&M, pretty competitively and been in most of those games. So I think TCU wins outright, but Arkansas will cover. So I'm going to take Arkansas plus 5. I know it's kind of a whirlwind, just kind of wanted to run through these, give you picks on each of them. There are 8 games. We'll probably go 4-4 to keep us right at 50%. Not going to be that mad about it. But just to review here real quickly, Cheez-It Bowl, Miami, Oklahoma State, under 58.5 points. The Alamo Bowl, Texas, I'm taking to cover, minus 9 versus Colorado. Duke's Mayo Bowl, Wisconsin and Wake Forest, I like that, under 51.5 points. The Cotton Bowl, Florida and Oklahoma, I like Florida by a field goal or minus 2.5. The Lockheed Martin Armed Forces Bowl, Mississippi State and Tulsa, over 48 points. The Arizona Bowl, I like San Jose State to cover minus 9 versus Ball State. The Liberty Bowl, Army, I like to cover plus 7 versus West Virginia. And the Texas Bowl, Arkansas TCU, I like Arkansas plus 5. Those are my picks. Feel free to like and rate, review our podcast on further review. And as always, happy betting.
Hey, thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, go ahead and share it with someone. If you didn't enjoy it, let someone know. Either way, smash that share button.